This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Steamboat residents are deciding today on an affordable housing issue. The Brown Ranch annexation vote is the next step toward building up to 2,200 units of workforce housing. The property was purchased with a $24 million donation, but voters will decide whether to incorporate the land into city limits. Concern about the project include its overall size and how future development would be funded. Western Colorado University's plan to build a nursing program to meet critical shortages just got a big boost. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The Gunnison-based college received a $1.5 million state grant to implement the program. Students could enroll to earn traditional and accelerated four-year bachelor's degrees in nursing. The college also plans to offer a certified nursing assistant program, which takes just weeks to complete. The school will begin hiring new faculty and developing training facilities. The goal is to recruit 20 students each year for the program. Colorado is expected to need 10,000 more nurses by 2026. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A former Loveland police officer is facing federal charges of sexually assaulting a teen girl while on duty. Dylan Miller was fired last November after state charges were filed. He faces the possibility of life in federal prison if convicted. An arrest affidavit says the 28-year-old officer removed his name tag and body-worn camera after encountering the girl in a public park last summer. She identified him through a photo lineup. In Denver, mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 24. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 51 degrees. This is CPR News at 6:06.